is not much. This is it.
Your Holiness, it's such a great blessing for you to be here with us in this place at this time. Many of us have met you before. For those who haven't, His Holiness Sakya Tenzing is the 41st throne holder, the supreme head of the Sakya tradition, which is one of the four great traditions of Tibetan Buddhism. He's second in rank only to His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And His Holiness is an exceptional master and teacher of the Mahayana and Vajrayana teachings. He's also somebody who has played a tremendous and vital part in safeguarding Tibet's unique cultural and spiritual heritage, particularly by ensuring the flourishing of the glorious Sakya tradition. His Holiness, it should be said, is also a great bodhisattva, and anyone who has the privilege of knowing him a little bit will find out just how compassionate, how deeply compassionate a person he is, who has a vision of bringing the teachings of Buddhism to the world at large. Above all, it's exceptionally heartwarming, Your Holiness, to be able to welcome you now, at this time, in this temple, because this temple represents a very important stage, a particular point in the evolution of Sogyal Rinpoche's work and his vision. So all in all, it's very meaningful for us that you're here with us at this very important time. It also feels quite natural for you to be here with us, because not only are you our refuge, but also you are a great and loyal spiritual friend to us all. You're someone who's always been present and has given teachings at Rigpa centers for 30 years now. It goes back 30 years since Rinpoche first began teaching in the West. And those of you who have not met you before will certainly have heard of you from the countless times which Rinpoche has mentioned you in his teachings, and also through that strong link which we all know and cherish so much from your childhood years going back to Tibet, when both of you received teachings from Vajradhara Jamin Khenpo Chökyi Lodrö.
One of the most wonderful memories of childhood has been spending time in Sakya. As a child, I had this memory of this huge temple which enshrined some of the most incredible scriptures written sometimes in gold, on silver, and lapis lazuli, other scriptures, and incredible images such as Manjushri made by Sakya Pandita. It was in this great temple that I was very fortunate to receive with His Holiness Sakya Tenzing the most important empowerments from the Sakya tradition, the Lamde, in that great hall called the great Lahanchemo, the great was very famous.
Actually, Dharma practice is, though there are physical practices and verbal practices and mental practices, but the main practice is the mental practice. So if your mind is tamed and gentle and loving kindness and compassion, then whether you are busy with your busy life, also you are still practicing Dharma. So it all depends on the how you approach your one's own mind, motivation. If your motivation is good, even you are busy man in the city, you are still practicing Dharma. But if your motivation is not right, even you are in the most secluded place, but you are still not practicing Dharma. So after all, everything is actually on the mind. So if the mind is more trained, more prepared, doing it rightly, then wherever you are, one could practice Dharma.
He's such a wonderful Lama, really. Really a great Lama, really. And his being is so generous, kind, and really a bodhisattva, and always calm and stable, never changing, always a mark of a very great master. Really great Lama, he's a really great Lama. If you want to see a great Lama, if you want a kind of an example, he's one.